I mean, that's our goal. We know in order for us to be a Super Bowl contending defense, we have to turn the ball over as a defense.
TA says all you guys get is congratulations as an attaboy. Is that it? Just the reward you get for that in practice?
That's all you can get. What you going to get?
Little cash prize, little gift card.
I mean, if you got incentives in your contract, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, that could help.
Do you see it with the Vikings this week? They're taking some more deep shots now, either with Case or with Sam. Do you see an opportunity there, too, for you guys?
Definitely. Whenever that ball is in the air, it's always an opportunity, especially when a team is trying to throw the ball deep or if a team throws the ball a lot, it's definitely going to be opportunities to get our hands on balls.
From what we're seeing with the defense right now, does it mean that you guys are maybe at the level where the trust is so complete that everybody knows where everybody else is and there's no real, you know, thinking, it's just reacting now?
Yeah, I think so. I think that was the goal through training camp, OTAs, you know, just trusting each other, trusting in the system that's in place and just being where we're supposed to be. Just being where you're supposed to be, you're going to be able to make plays.
Does Sunday stick with you guys at all, like you in particular, like at all, how it ended?
We on to the next. You know what I'm saying? It's the NFL. You win some, you lose some. You win, move on. You lose, move on. So that doesn't stick. We on to the next. We got a big game coming up, a division opponent that we need to beat. So that's more important than the last game.
What has changed about the Vikings offense since last year?
I think their O-line got a whole lot better. I know they want to run the ball, so they're running the ball a little bit better. And by them being able to run the ball, they're able to do play action and take more shots downfield. I feel like last year they didn't really take shots like that down the field.
Even their O-line, are you talking about Riley Reiff? Was that a big difference, you think, for them?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I knew he for sure, yeah.
TA talked about teams having to stack the box to look out for Dalvin Cook making more shots downfield. How does that change things for you guys in the secondary?
It really doesn't. Just play our keys, be disciplined, and focus on our fundamental techniques and make a play when that play comes to you.
How much do you have to look out for Dalvin? I mean, and just as a defense as a whole, making sure he gets down after how much trouble there was with Devontae last week.
I mean, yeah, it's big. You know, like, one thing for sure, a run defense, it takes all 11. It's not just linebackers or D-line. So we all just got to hone in and be ready to make tackles on that back.
How much better has Quandre played this year? I mean, T.A. said that he knew that he didn't play as well as he could have last year, and this year he's just, you know, really stepped it up.
I felt like he played good before he got hurt last year, but you know, he's just, you know, Quandre, he's just growing, you know. He's becoming a real pro professional. You know, he takes the game seriously. He studies the game. He takes pride in being the best that he could be. And, you know, that's just for the secondary. We play hard, period, just for each other. You know, it's just being accountable to your brothers.